Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, if you get hit to this timely tip. March is Women in History Month, and you're involved with a project about women and Route 66. Tell me about it.
So the program is called Route 66 Women, and it's based off a video project by the same name by a filmmaker named Katrina Parks, the Fission Films. The project includes oral history interviews with direct descendants from this history, as well as researchers who have expertise talking about the history of Route 66, the history of the Inland Empire, and how women played important, often leadership roles in this history as entrepreneurs, artists, business leaders, workers, and a whole variety of roles.
And can you talk about, or are you familiar with some of the women that will be discussed and who made history on the mother road of Route 66 right here in our Inland Empire region?
In particular, in San Bernardino and in the Empire, of course, the Mexican-American community was very central to this history. One example is the Mitla Cafe, which is still in operation.
Yes, great food.
Founded by Lucia Rodriguez in 1937. So this long-standing cultural and local institution is an example of this history where we have this business which has been operating in San Bernardino for, you know, over 80 years. But in addition, it also talks about other groups and other communities that have been impacted. So, for example, the history of African-Americans and their travel. For example, the famous Green Book, where African-Americans would have this guide to avoid discriminatory treatment, is also highlighted because this was a part of the history of the Mother Road here in Route 66 as well.
And based on the Green Book, were there locations, either restaurants or hotels, on Route 66 where African-American were welcome?
Absolutely. The idea of the Green Book was, you know, if you were traveling, of course, before the Civil Rights Movement, in many cases, it wasn't clear about where could you safely go to get gas or where could you stop for a night in a hotel if you had a flat tire or even a bite to eat. Many places, of course, were openly discriminatory and hostile. And so the Green Book provided a guide, a place you could go. And there were locations all along Route 66, including in the Empire in Southern California.
Okay, so this is a film, and obviously we're going to see it virtually, I'm guessing. And then how can people sign up to watch it? And then tell me about the Q&A afterwards.
It's through Cal State San Bernardino, through the Women's Center, the collaboration between the History Department, the FAL Library, and the Women's Center who have come together to showcase the event. An easy website I can give is www.csusb.edu/event/539457. So if you go to that website, you can also sign up. It's free and open to the public, so we encourage anyone to tune in. It's going to feature a Q&A, as you said. And so we're going to have the filmmaker, Katrina Parks, on hand to answer questions and give her commentary on the film clips, different interviews. And we also have Dr. Mark Acegueda, who is a graduate of CSUSB, who now has a PhD and has done research on the local Inland Empire and its history, Mexican-American business and community efforts going back to the 1930s. It should be a great event.
Right. And it's not just for women because it's really about our history, Route 66 and the Inland Empire. So all are welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the event?
Route 66 Women Project gotten funding from the National Trust for Historical Preservation and California Humanities.
Mark, thank you. I hope it goes well and that people tune in and zoom on or however it's being offered to enjoy this history in our community.
Thank you. Appreciate the spotlight. 66.
Get your kicks on Route 66.